House by Christopher Lee, starring Julian Glover as the Charles Bannister and Peter Kelly as Dougal Baxter.
Well, as soon as he gets in, I'll tell him.
What?
All I can say is you'll have to speak to Sir Charles. Can you hang on? The other phone's going. Sir Charles Bannister's office? I'm sorry, not at the moment. Can you wait a minute? I've got someone on the other line. Oh, hello. Look.
Is he about?
True. Hang on. Sorry, I haven't seen him. I'll put you on the list, Mr. Baxter.
He must be somewhere.
This is true. I suppose you've heard.
Of course. That's why I need to speak to him.
I know the PM wanted a word.
Here are 10.
He was meeting someone in the central lobby about 5 minutes ago. I should... Charming. Sorry about that. Now then, I'm not sure when he'll be back. I've got your name. I'll ask him to call, okay? Okay, bye. Hello. You still there? Give us your number. We'll get back. Right you are then. Bye. Sir Charles Bannister's office. I'm afraid he's not... Oh, I'm sorry, Lady Bannister. I thought you were another newspaper. Oh, blooming morning. And not just a chunk, I can tell you. No. You went out an hour ago.
Just give me time, okay, Dougal? But this changes the
Hang on a
many
minute. You're in luck. He's just
you
come
must
in.
Understand. Understand what? No calls, okay?
Lady Bannister.
Oh, right. Which one?
2. I'll put you through.
Hello, darling. I've been trying to get you. Where are you?
Most inconvenient. Dreadfully inconvenient.
Crying shame, if you ask me.
Oh, where's Polly now?
Sir Charles Bannister's office.
At the police station? What's she doing
Sorry,
there?
At the moment. May I take your number?
Have you spoken to her?
Okay, do me best, bye.
What sort of drugs?
The blasted fool. The newspapers get hold of this.
If you're joking, they've already got a better grip than a pit bull.
Are they charging her?
That was another one.
Where's Ralph? No, I'll call him. You stay where you are. I'll be home in 10 minutes.
Charging? This is dreadful. Blast.
Oh, poor kid.
I'll call you.
Okay.
Poor kid. What about my by-election? How do you think I feel? Charles? Charles?
No, I'm sorry. I've nothing to say. If I have, I'll let you know. Thank you very much.
Here. In the kitchen.
Hello, darling. Any news? You all right?
Sure. They're still there, I take it.
The local people are sending a policeman over. Do we have to have that?
Sorry, I put it on for the news.
Was it on?
Rock drummer on drugs charge. Famous MP's daughter helps police with inquiries. What do you expect?
They said that?
Oh, not exactly, but they might just as well have done.
Darling, this is important. What did they say?
They said they'd been taken to Chelsea police station.
Arrested?
They didn't actually say that either, but it's more or less the same thing, isn't it?
Certainly not. Now, tell me exactly what happened.
I don't know much. Shouldn't we go to the police station?
No, it'll make matters worse. The first thing was to get a solicitor with her. Now, Ralph's gone straight there.
Then why not us?
You've seen them outside. It'll make things worse for her. Ralph says to stay put and he'll bring her home.
We can't just leave her there. She's our daughter. Come on, let's go.
Now, calm down.
Polly's been arrested on drugs and you tell me to calm down.
No, she hasn't. Do we know when this happened?
Just before lunch. They were at Polly's. They'd been in 10 minutes when they banged on the door.
Who did?
The police. Who else?
Why?
What do you mean, why?
The police just don't go banging on doors. Something must have happened. A tip-off, a disturbance, something.
It's the sort of person who attracts police, apparently.
What were they doing in Flood Street? I thought they were away till the weekend.
How do I know? Charles, are you sure we have to stay here?
Yes, of course I'm sure. We do what Ralph says. I'm sorry.
I just can't believe it.
Well, what do you expect if she gets mixed up with this wretched fellow?
Charles, if you say I told you so, I'm going to scream. Anyway, it could be some horrid mistake.
Hardly likely. And if that's another blasted newspaper, let it ring. I said let it ring. They'll soon get the idea. Mary!
Hello?
Mary, I said...
Polly! Darling! Where are you?
I tell you, Kay, there is no way I can afford to have him on the platform tonight.
I really can't see why not. I bet there's not a single person there who isn't a signed-up voter anyway.
Plus half the national press.
Well, yesterday you were moaning that no one was taking any notice of you.
They won't pay any attention to me. They'll all want to ask him about Polly. It could be very damaging.
No, it won't. What's the old saying? There's no such thing as bad publicity.
It's too risky.
But try positive thinking. It'll make sure the opposition don't get into the papers.
You've still a lot to learn. The only thing that rubs off in politics is dirt. Charles is bad news. I don't want him at Clipborn tonight, okay?
It's your funeral.
That is not very funny.
I'm not sure how you're going to stop him. You won't have the guts to tell him yourself.
I won't have to. There's the very person.
I bet you won't.
Of course you will.
Ah, there you are. I say.
Damned woman.
I say, Rose.
Oh, hello. Sorry, can't stop. Don't want to leave the phone for too long.
I'm in a hurry myself, you know, but I need to speak to him again.
Again? Thought you had.
He rushed off without letting me.
Should have done it years ago.
I beg your pardon?
Well, there's no answer from the flat.
No, wouldn't be, would there? Not if she's not there.
Right?
Oh, right.
Where is she? Still with the police?
No, they let her go. Not him.
Sir Charles?
No, the boyfriend.
Why didn't she go home? She's not, being difficult, is she?
According to himself, half Fleet Street's sitting on their doorstep.
Vultures. Poor kid.
What about her own place? The scene of the crime.
That's where the other half's sitting. And begging your pardon, Mr. Baxter, what do you mean? Scene of the crime?
Figure of speech. You did tell him I wanted to talk.
And he said he'd ring you at home.
It's about tonight.
His speech.
Don't worry. You know him. If he's promised to get down and speak, then he will.
Well, that's the problem. I'm wondering if he should.
It's only about an hour and a half in the train. He can be back by tonight. I'm sure it'll be okey-doke.
I'm not so sure. It is a by-election, you know. My by-election.
I'm sorry. I must go. Bye.
Where are you going?
Catching, isn't it?
Rose, no, listen.
I tell you, don't worry. He'll be there.
Well, frankly, I am worried. You see, this drug thing's not very good publicity. I really don't think he ought to come. For my sake, you know.
Really?
What's the point in my making big speeches about law and order when my goddaughter's in a drugs charge? And her father's on the platform?
You're not going to tell him that, are you?
No. It might be better coming from you. I'm sure he'll understand.
I've got a buzz. I'll tell him I saw you.
Oh, wait a minute. You think I should speak to him myself?
Damn right you should.
Where? Where is he then?
At Mr. Cotton's.
Ralph Cotton? His solicitor. How very clever.
Ralph's been very kind, but he can't stay here. Best come home this evening.
I expect you're paying him enough. That's unkind.
It's true.
I hardly think this is the time to be discussing solicitor's fees. The main thing was to get you out and away from there.
And Boz, what about him?
Boz. According to Ralph, he's being charged with possession at the very least.
Me, it was disgusting.
Oh, Polly, come here, darling.
They kept on asking me where the rest was. It was hideous.
What did you tell them?
About what?
About the whatever it was.
Nothing.
Where did you get it?
Charles.
I'm sorry, Mary. We need to know.
No, wait a minute. Need to know what?
You don't appreciate the seriousness, Polly. You and your drug runner boyfriend, or whatever he is...
Boyfriend is all
are
he
in
is.
Trouble. You've been found with cocaine or whatever.
No.
What?
No, not whatever it was. Boz uses it, so what?
What about you?
Sometimes.
Oh, my God, Father James, are you telling us you're on drugs?
Of course not, all I'm
you
saying...
You said yes sometimes. If that's not on drugs, then I'd like to know what is.
Can't we sit down?
I am sitting down.
Charles, please.
Did you tell the police this?
Tell them what?
That what you just told me.
Grow up. Wouldn't it be better if you simply told us what happened?
We know what happened.
No, Charles. We know what Ralph said. We haven't heard the full story from Polly.
Exactly.
Go on, then. Look, I'm sorry. I'm not used to my daughter being questioned by the police.
Oh, no, you mean your reputation being questioned.
Please, stop it. Both of you. Now, just tell us. You were in Paris. Then what happened?
Nothing, really.
Nothing?
Charles, please. Go on, darling.
They finished recording a day early and we decided to come back. That's all.
You mean you and this blasted drummer fellow?
I mean Boz. You drove. We did have a car, remember?
No problems with customs. They didn't search you.
Oh, my, it's a Porsche. Of course they did.
But missed it.
There was nothing to miss. One tiny bottle of Balenciaga and a bag of dirty knickers.
So why did the police go to Flat Street?
I hadn't a clue.
Come off it. You must have some idea, darling. It must have been a tip-off.
No, you come off it. We've been in for about 5 minutes. I was making tea.
Has this Boz moved in then? I didn't know.
Oh, my God. No, he hasn't. He'd driven me home. It was a long drive and I was making a cup of tea, all right?
Go on. For your father's generation, taking tea has a totally different meaning.
Really?
Then what?
Then banging on the door and in they come.
They showed you a warrant, I suppose.
Oh, they had all that. But the only thing they didn't have was Stormy Norman.
And they found it?
I suppose so.
Where?
Where what?
Where did they find it?
where it always is, in the bathroom cabinet with the condoms.
Polly.
Ah, there you are. May I come in? Ralph said you were in here.
Well, never Ralph.
Yes, yes, join the party.
Hello, how are you?
I'm better off in jail. Don't look so horrified, Dougal. It's a bit early for piles and cakes.
Oh, come on, let's stop this. No one's going to jail yet.
I hope you didn't mind me coming over. I thought there might be something I could do.
Oh, that's really nice of you. You're the first one who hasn't had a go at me.
Polly, we're not having a go at you. It's only natural that we want to know what happened.
Oh, thanks, Dougal. That really is sweet. You must be up to your eyes.
Of course. Just 2 days to go.
Oh, right, I'd forgotten. Your by-election. How's it going?
Quietly confident, I think, is the term.
Look, Mary, this is going to have to wait. Dougal and I have to be at Cliffbourne by 8:30.
But you're not going, are you? Not now, surely.
Don't worry, I'll be back tonight. One quick speech, a few questions, shake hands all round and back on the train.
Charles, there's no need.
Really? Of course there is, I promised. Anyway, nothing more's going to happen this evening.
Oh, you never know. They may discover the Colombian visa and they use needles. And we may all discover our sense of proportion. Charles, I really do think this is not the night to be away.
It doesn't matter.
It does, but I tell you it's all in hand. Anyway, if I didn't turn up, it'd be worse. The press would think I'd been told to keep away.
And if you go, they'll do nothing but ask you questions.
Mary's right, Charles. You really should stay here. For Polly's sake, of course.
You needn't have come back, you know.
I'm just off.
Mr. Baxter will manage, won't he?
Oh, yes, he always does. But I promised to go down whenever I should.
He seemed to be saying not to come when I saw him.
Yes, he can be surprisingly considerate. Mind you, he is our godfather, so it's more than friendship.
Oh, I'm certain of it. Anyway, you took his advice.
There was too much happening. Polly's staying with Ralph tonight, but I wanted a word with the private office to see if they had any thoughts.
Oh, you always reckoned the private office didn't have thoughts, only memos.
Put it down to an uncharitable moment.
Others had called it insight.
Then others would be...
uncharitable.
Probably.
So, do I see you tomorrow, or are you off to Cliffbourne?
I'm not sure. I'm seeing the chairman and the PM again shortly. I'll call you in the morning. Now, I must telephone Polly.
Oh, make sure she's tucked down.
Well, haven't done that for years. Haven't been allowed to.
Pity. Surprising how much you can heal with a good night kiss, however big they get. Oh, you can laugh. I tell you, we spinsters have mended more heads of nephews, nieces and godchildren than all the vinegar and brown paper in the world.
I've never seen you as a spinster of any parish.
I expect rent and aunt's a better description.
Everyone's favourite babysitter. You were always Polly's.
Oh, she's all right. Don't you worry.
I still do. Perhaps I'll go round instead of phoning.
Oh, she'd like that. Oh, by the way, talking of phoning, Miss Cameron called.
Oh, when was that?
Just a quarter of an hour ago. Said she hoped everything was okay. Sent her regards.
Oh, that was nice of her.
Yeah. Suppose it was, wasn't it?
Hi, how are things?
Hello, you. Thanks for calling. I don't know. I really don't.
Is she all right?
I imagine she must be. She's her usual charming self.
Oh, dear.
Says everyone's getting at her. Ask her a damn question and get a damned answer.
Chang, steady. You mustn't be hard on her. She's probably frightened.
Well, that's the whole point. I'm not coming to have you, Father. I'm trying to find out her version so that I can help.
That's the point. You want her version. You must start by believing it's the only one.
Well, of course I do.
It doesn't sound like it to her.
It must do. I ask her what happened and she gives me half answers.
If that's all she has to say, then she's giving you the whole answer.
I'm afraid you don't know my daughter.
Maybe not, Chang, but I know her father. Just take it easy.
I'm on her side. It's almost impossible to make her realize that.
Forget trying to make her anything. Perhaps it's none of my business, but...
Go on.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interfere. But you look so sad.
It's none of your business, but what?
Well, perhaps what she could really do with is a big hug from her father and no questions at all.
It was really nice of you, Dougal. She was over the moon.
Really? How nice. I just wanted to make sure they arrived, that's all.
That's all? They were beautiful. Very special.
Good. It's what godfathers are for. Anyway, Mary, I must be away.
Right. Good luck on Thursday. I'm sure you'll be all right.
Of course. Mary, just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to tell Charles that he's to stay in London.
Don't worry. He'll get down as soon as he possibly can.
No, Mary, I insist. I wouldn't dream of him coming all the way down here just to make a speech when he really should be with you and Polly.
Oh, well, hang on. You can tell him yourself. He's just arrived.
No, better coming from you. I must dash. I'm very busy, you know. Bye.
Oh, all right, then. Bye. Hello, darling.
Hello.
That was Dougal.
Hello. What did he want?
He didn't want anything.
That's not like him.
Don't be so horrid.
Thanks.
He was being thoughtful.
That's what bothers me. Sorry. You're right. It was nice of him.
Yes, it was. In fact, he sent Polly those. Aren't they lovely?
Yes. Yes, I suppose so.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I just find this all depressing, don't you?
I'm sad, but depressing? I don't think so. I haven't had time.
Is she all right?
Not really. But she's gone to bed. Sleep will do her good. Ralph insisted we stay the night.
Quite right, too. Is she awake?
I don't think so. Why?
Nothing. Thought I'd say goodnight to her, that's all.
Have a look. See if she is.
I don't want to disturb her.
You make her sound like a nun at prayer. She's your daughter. Come on.
What if she wakes up?
Charles, you surely don't need an instruction book on how to say goodnight to your own daughter.
This is ludicrous. I thought you were supposed to have fixed this.
Oh, no. You told me to leave it to that cretin masquerading as your agent.
It was your idea.
No, it wasn't. It was his. Anyway, it would have helped if you were jogging or something.
Jogging? I'm a politician, not Linford Christie.
Well, if you leave your PR to him, that's about what you'll have to be.
But we haven't seen a single photographer. Frankly, I'd be better off banging on doors.
Oh, come on, Dougal. Even you can't lose this. That's why there's so little interest.
I would have thought at least one of them would have been here.
Well, don't worry. They'll be at the press conference.
Maybe.
Oh, don't be such a pessimist. Of course they will. Don't worry, they turned up last night.
And not a single picture in this morning's paper.
Interest rates, the Bannisters, and a royal scandal are pretty hard to compete with.
Well, at least Charles stayed away. He didn't have that problem.
It seems he stayed away from everyone. There wasn't a quote or anything in the papers I saw.
Actually, Kay, I thought I handled it all rather well, don't you? Well, don't you?
Actually, I don't. I may not like Bannister, but frankly, when it comes to self-interest, well, I think you stretch friendships a bit far.
You do, do you? Well, let me tell you, he'd have done the same if it had been me.
Bannister's the biggest stuffed shirt in Westminster, but he really has been a good friend to you.
Of course. That's why I know him so well.
I think you were hurtful, that's all. And he'll realise that when he thinks about it.
If he does.
Of course he will. Bannister's got an old-fashioned sense of decency.
Oh, has he?
Yes, he has. Which is probably why it didn't click last night.
What didn't?
That you were trying to get rid of him.
Charles Bannister. Honourable and decent. You think that?
He's what my mother used to call a gentleman.
Hmm. Well, just don't let him near your mother when she's alone.
That's supposed to mean.
If you're so full of admiration, perhaps you'd better ask him about Miss Tartan drawers.
Juliet Cameron, what are you getting at?
It's not me who's getting at anything. But Honourable and Decent Charles and dear Miss Cameron, I'll have
you know. What's all that? Photographers?
What?
Well, look up there on the prom.
And about time to. Come on.
Oh, my God. Look who's with them.
Come on.
Well, you see who it is, don't you?
Eh? Oh, that's all I needed. What the hell's he doing here?
Hello there. I'm Charles Bannister. Hello. Hope we can rely on your vote.
Oh, don't you worry. We know how to vote in this part of the world.
Good. Many thanks. Hello. I'm Charles Bannister. Hope you'll be supporting Dougal Baxter tomorrow.
Hope you will not.
Anything better than that, I don't
know. Good, good. Good morning. I'm Charles Bannister. Hope we can rely upon your vote tomorrow.
Charles. There you are. How nice to see you.
And here's your new MP, or he will be by tomorrow. Dougal, hello.
Morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Oh, of course he is.
Charles,
we're
coming
up High Street later this morning to see the estate agent. Aren't we?
Oh,
yes, of course. With great pleasure.
Oh, my God.
That's how confident we are, but we need your votes. Ah, there's the car. Bye.
Yes, well, bye now. Charles, we didn't expect to see you here, did we?
But I promised to help, especially after ducking out last night. I couldn't let you down now, could I? In you get.
I can hardly hear. I suppose he'll blow me again.
Morning. Don't forget, Baxter's the name to vote for.
Hello. Hope you'll be voting for Dougal Baxter tomorrow.
Morning. Hope we can rely on your vote tomorrow. Morning. Morning. Why should he blame you? I hope you'll be voting Baxter tomorrow.
Because Dougal always blames someone else, and I'm the easiest at the moment. Hello there.
Don't you worry. You can overhear it when you're in the car. Some of the voters don't listen anyway.
Then why do it? Morning. You'll be voting Baxter, I hope.
Hello. Well, it attracts attention. People see the posters on the car. That's what they remember, not the words.
So, we're wasting our time.
Shaking hands is never a waste of time.
The boxers do it before they hit each other. Morning. Vote Baxter tomorrow, won't you?
And at the end of the fight, that's the important one. Hard knocks, but no bad feelings. Hello. You'll be voting Baxter tomorrow?
Of course I will. Good luck.
That's the spirit.
It is, isn't it?
Morning. What?
The spirit. Shake.
Okay. Shake.
There you are. Hot, wet, and unashamedly instant.
Thanks. I really should go back to Flood Street.
Well, tonight you're not. The place will be crawling with photographers and goodness knows who.
We'll see.
We have done. You're staying. Lots to do. You can help me sort the spell.
Someone coming?
Mm. I hope not. No, there's a lot of your old school stuff in there. We can go through it together and then you can't accuse me of throwing it away.
I didn't know you kept it. That's brilliant.
It's known as hanging on to the past.
Yours or mine?
Mine, of course. Screaming children and school fees. And my God, it's 11 o'clock. Where the hell is she? Mm. You know, the good life of motherhood.
Well, Daddy never got screwed up.
He was usually at the house. There was this personal bunker. There wasn't a single family crisis that could penetrate that place.
Well, perhaps you should have stuck to being a lawyer then.
When he took Silk, he took a decision. To be a judge or not to be.
What did you want?
Oh, I didn't think that ever mattered. We talked about it, or rather around it, but you have to understand, Polly, Daddy didn't go into politics. He went into what your grandfather called public life.
You mean he had no say at all? That's crazy.
Not really. There was no executive briefcase, Vodafone and career planning. Instead, there was Eton, Oxford, Chambers, the House and the Cabinet.
You glad?
About what?
Well, if he stayed away from politics, then we'd have seen more of him and he wouldn't have had so many pressures.
Different ones, perhaps. What about you?
Well, that doesn't really matter now, does it?
Yes.
You know, last night was the first time he'd come to kiss me goodnight for... I can't remember the last time.
You were pretty grumpy.
Well, he frightened the life out of me. It was all dark, and when I woke up, I didn't even know where I was. And there's his face, stinking of whiskey, right in front of me, and says hello in some croaky voice.
He was quite hurt.
But I said I was sorry.
Only when he'd gone.
He doesn't like anyone showing that they like him, does he?
Your father successfully switched off all but very private feelings on the day he was sent away to school.
When he was 8?
That's why the older he gets, the less he likes to show them.
Well, not to everyone.
What do you mean?
Well, he's all right with us, sometimes.
Oh, yes.
You know, he was nervous about you coming here.
Whatever for?
Your daughter.
Coffee?
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. This is on the table, all right?
Fine, thanks very much. Oh, yes, I know. He's quite surprising. I was touched, even after all these years.
He's rarely touching, surely.
Dougal's determined to get this seat, and he will. But having a speaker pull out at the last moment isn't very helpful.
Hmm.
Yet good old Dougal insisted I stay with her last night. Yes, of course I was touched.
You don't think that good old Dougal was scared witless in case the press made a big thing about her and it smeared his chances?
Nonsense. Anyway, if he'd felt that, he would have said so.
Really?
Yes. Maybe not directly, but in his very Dougalish way, yes.
You certainly handled the press conference well.
It wasn't mine, it was Dougal's.
What's mine?
Well, if the canvass returns are to be believed, Cliffbourne will be.
With a reduced majority.
You're lucky to have one.
Not lucky, my dear. Arrangements don't rely on luck.
Like arranging to get rid of the sitting tenant.
Lounging's more likely. Gerald never lifted a finger for them.
He was your PPS and a friend.
The first, yes. The second,
If I win, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to meet you, Sir Charles. Sorry to read about your daughter.
Thank you, that's very kind. You know the candidate, Dougal Baxter?
What? Morning.
Morning.
Bad business. Hope it turns out all right for her.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Never mind, he'll still vote for you.
I must say, Charles, I thought the press were pretty easy on you in there.
If we've got the front office call a controlled environment.
Facing them across the desk on your own terms.
Absolutely. The crowds outside the flat wanted blood.
This lot wanted to know how I felt. Well, all that stuff about feeling just like any other parent would feel really shut them up.
It was true.
It sounded very sincere. You spoke to front office about it?
Naturally, last night. And the press office. I wanted their professional advice.
About Polly?
You wouldn't have thanked me for coming here if there was a chance of messing up your campaign. Now, would you?
What a dreadful thought. I have to say, Charles, after all these years, it's a comfort to have you by my side, whatever the circumstances.
Can I borrow your dressing gown?
Use the toweling one.
Where is it?
Where it always is, on the back of... of the door.
And where's the towel? No, I found it.
Hello.
Tis me. Everything all right?
Yes, fine. She's sampling the luxuries of senile dementia.
Oddly.
Can't remember where things are kept and can't see them when she remembers. You think she'd been away for years.
What's different? Hope she's home for a few days this time.
No. It's back to Flood Street in the morning. This is nothing more than an exit.
You sound fed up.
You coming home?
Soon. I'm at the house.
I thought you were staying for the Count.
No point. There was no canvassing today, of course. I've been back since 12.
It would have been nice if you'd been here with her.
I'm sorry.
That's my line.
No, I really am. There are one or two things I have to do.
Daddy, give him a love. Taste-pack Lil sends her love.
Give her mine. Now, I must go. See you soon. Bye.
Wait a minute. Charles? Yes. Bye.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Daddy sends his love and a huge hug.
Hello, you. Supper? Yes, I'm certain. If I get a cab, I'll pick you up in 10 minutes. See you then, and... Jules, Oh, never mind. I'll tell you when I see you. Bye.
In that episode of The House by Christopher Lee, you heard Julian Glover as Sir Charles Bannister, Peter Kelly as Dougal Baxter, Isla Blair as Mary, Ruth Gemmell as Polly, Sheila Reed as Rose, and Jane Booker as Kay. The producer was Neil Cargill.